الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. So we finished up Surah Al-Furqan and we began Surah Al-Shu'ara. And the ending of Surah Al-Furqan is really a very, very beautiful ending, and I thought that it would be very necessary really to comment on it. We cannot really let this ending go by without commenting on the last few verses of Surah Al-Furqan. In these few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes for us the characteristics of the righteous believers. Just like the famous, the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the righteous characteristics are summarized. There are other verses in the Qur'an that also summarize those characteristics, and of them is these last verses of Surah Al-Furqan. So let us go over them and briefly comment on each of these characteristics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. The servants of Ar-Rahman, the worshippers of Ar-Rahman. By calling him his ibad, Allah is praising them and Allah is giving them an exclusive privilege. The highest praise that Allah can give to a person is to call this person abd. That you are my worshipper. The meaning of abd here is worshipper. There is no praise higher than this. And that is why when Allah wants to praise our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, He actually calls him Abdullah. The Quran calls the Prophet ﷺ Abdullah. Not the name Abdullah, the characteristic Abdullah. وَلَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ. Right? سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. The Prophet ﷺ is called abd because this is the highest praise that Allah can give to any of his servants. So Allah is saying, I have ibad. And then he says, ibadur rahman. And not ibadullah, not ibadul jabbar, not ibadul qawi. He calls them ibad and then he chooses ar-rahman. Why? Because these people will attain Allah's rahmah if they follow these characteristics. They are the ibad of ar-rahman, so they will attain Allah's rahmah. So ibadur rahman, what are they? What are their characteristics? Number one, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. The ones who walk on this earth with utmost humility. هَوْن. هَوَان actually means humility, even a sense of disgrace. Those who speak Arabic, what does هَوَان mean? هَوَان is the opposite of ذُل, right? هَوَان is the opposite of عِزَّة, excuse me. هَوَان is the opposite of عِزَّة. And Allah says, my servants are walking on this earth with this characteristic of hawn, hawan. What does it mean here? It means they don't have egos. It means if somebody goes and says something to them, wants to pick a fight, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. When people want to have a fight with them, when the ignorant stop them, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Peace, we have better things to do. Peace. They don't have egos. They don't have to make sure they win every argument. They don't have to make sure their presence is felt in every gathering. No, quite the contrary. They have higher goals. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. They're walking with dignity. They're walking just their characteristic. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this as well in Surah Luqman, that the servants of Allah are those who walk with humility. And Luqman advises his son that don't walk with arrogance on this earth, because no matter how you walk, you're not going to equal the mountains in height. No matter how much you puff your chest and raise your head, you're not going to reach the mountains in height. Allah created you to be a human. Be humble in that. So the first characteristic, humility, modesty. They don't have self-egos. They don't have to have their presence flouted. And if somebody wants to pick a fight, Salama, they have better things to do. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَمَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامَ. The second characteristic, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They are those who spend the night. يَبِيتُون means to spend the night praying to their Lord in a state of sajda and in a state of standing up. Tahajjud is of the marks and the characteristics of the elite of the believers. And there is simply no getting around this. The average Muslim prays 5 times a day, alhamdulillah, big deal. But the one who goes beyond this, the main characteristic is that of tahajjud. And that is why tahajjud came down in the very first week of prophethood. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila. This is the first characteristic. Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka tuqumu adna min thuluthay al-layl wa nisfahu wa thuluthahu. وَطَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. Allah knows you spend 2/3 of the night in salah, and sometimes half, and sometimes 1/3, and also
of those who believe, they also spend the night awake. So of the characteristics of the believer, they have a share of praying at night. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ And they make dua. There's many du'as in this page and the following page. Of these du'as, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا That, O our Lord, turn us away from the fire of hell. Verily, the punishment of hell is something that is very evil, that is very painful. إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا It is an evil abode and an evil place to live. Now, one of the ways you can tell a righteous person is what is he asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at your du'as. Analyze your du'as. If your du'as are always about this dunya, there's a problem. There's a problem. Oh Allah, give me long life. Oh Allah, get me that job. Oh Allah, give me increase. Oh Allah, I want the brand new car. Where's the akhirah? If it's not there, there's a problem. Because Allah says in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ There are those who say they want of this dunya. They're asking. Allah will give them. But they never ask for the akhirah. So Allah says, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ They'll have nothing, no share of the hereafter. وَمِنْهُمْ But there is a group. مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ Three requests. آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ Two of them relate to the next life. One of them relates to this life. Two-thirds of the dua is for spirituality. Two-thirds of the dua for forgiveness, for the hereafter, because that is more important. Nobody says, don't ask Allah for your rizq. Of course, you have to ask Allah for your rizq. You have to ask Allah for good of this world. But the main emphasis has got to be for the next life. The main emphasis has to be for religiosity, for spirituality. And so Allah says of the characteristics of Ibadur Rahman, they're thinking of the next life. And they're preparing for that life. And they're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them from that punishment. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا And those who, when they spend, لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا They're not extravagant. And neither are they miserly. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا And they are moderate in between. Notice, Allah is not saying the righteous are those who spend. No, Allah is saying they are spending. But how do they spend? وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا Those who when they spend, and it is in the present tense, they are continuously spending. It's not a one-off. إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا They're spending and they're spending and they're spending for the sake of Allah. It's a continuous spending, but they have a characteristic. لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا They don't give everything away. وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا And they're not stingy. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا And they are in the middle. And this shows us that the righteous of the believers, they give generously but also sensibly. You have a family. You have to think of your future of this world. You have to think of your children's education, etc. Fine. So لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا They don't just give everything away. وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا Neither are they stingy. What is stinginess and what is extravagance? It varies from person to person. It varies from individual to individual. So Allah did not come down with numbers. He came down with characteristics. The characteristic of the believer, he spends according to his means. So the millionaire, for him what is moderate is not going to be what is moderate for me. Right? Each one is different. What is moderate for me, there are going to be people who it's going to be extravagant for them. Every person knows his or her situation. And Allah is saying, the righteous give generously but sensibly. And this is of the characteristics of Ibadur Rahman. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ And the Ibad of the Rahman, the servants of Allah, they never make dua to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never invoke other than Allah. And of course, invoking other than Allah is shirk. And we make dua only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is dua? Dua is asking of your needs. Dua is asking something that no one can give other than Allah azza wa jal. So asking for maghfirah. Asking for children, asking for Jannah, asking to be saved from Jahannam. These are things you can only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not allowed to ask any being besides Allah. And alhamdulillah, this is something that we all are aware of. It is sad to point out that sometimes we find some Muslims, they make dua to other than Allah, and they think that this is a part of their religion. Ya Ghawth al-A'zam aghithni, Ya Ali madad. They call out, Ya Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, do this and that. This is not a part of our religion. You make dua to Allah and you don't make dua to any other being besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ And they don't kill those souls whom Allah has given hurma to, sanctity to. So murder comes right after shirk. Allah says they don't do shirk. And then number two, they don't do murder. And our Prophet ﷺ said that on the Day of Judgment, a person will always have a chance of being forgiven as long as he hasn't spilled blood. There's always a hope for him as long as he hasn't spilled blood. When you spill blood, then really you are coming into a territory that is very, very difficult to be forgiven. And we speak now thinking of our brothers and sisters who are being slaughtered as we speak by their own regimes and governments, and Allahu A'lam, what will be the fate of this person who is transgressing against every single commandment in the book, and he doesn't seem to think twice about this. Wallahu musta'an. Nonetheless, of the characteristics of the believers, they don't kill those lives that Allah has made sacred. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ And they don't fornicate. So the three sins that are mentioned in this verse, shirk, murder, and fornication or adultery. Then Allah says, whoever does this, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا That is the person who will meet the punishment, who will suffer the consequences. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ This person, his punishment is going to be made even stricter on the Day of Judgment. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا And they're going to live or remain in the fire of hell permanently. Of course, this applies only to those who do shirk. This applies only to those who do shirk. Any other sin, this is not going to be permanent in the fire of hell. This is for the shirk. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُعَانَا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ Except for those who repent. And this shows us that even shirk can be forgiven if you repent from it. How do you repent from shirk? You say the shahada again. If you're not a Muslim, you accept Islam. If you're a Muslim and you committed shirk, you say the shahada again. And you repent from that shirk. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا Three conditions are mentioned. Whoever repents and he has faith and he does good deeds. And this shows us that a true repentance has to include these three conditions. You must feel guilty. You must renew your faith. If you have iman, you renew it. If you don't have iman, you accept Islam, right? إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ Now this is a point here. If you have faith, this doesn't mean that you cannot renew your faith. Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا O you who believe, believe. It's not a circular argument. O you who believe, believe. Allah is addressing you and then He says, believe. This is not circular because Allah is saying increase your iman, strengthen your iman, fortify your iman. So if you commit a sin, then you repent and you renew your iman. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ And then what do you do number three? وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا And you do good deeds. And as we've already said many times, when you commit a sin, you realize you have added some weight on one side of the scales, you need to increase it on the other side. And so the true believer, when they want to repent, they make it up to themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we gave the example, if you did a wrong to somebody whom you love, you don't just say sorry and move on. You make it up to them, right? You make it up to, this is a part of being a loving person, right? This is a part of a human being. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى To Allah belongs the more perfect example. If you've committed a sin, you need to make it up. And you make it up, how do you make it up? وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا You do good deeds. What will happen if you perfect your tawbah? Listen to this. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ For these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change, will substitute the evil that they have done, and Allah will make it into a good deed. Notice, Allah didn't say Allah's gonna forgive. No. If you perfect your tawbah, you will be rewarded for the fornication that this verse mentions. For the murder even that this verse mentions. Because notice, what does Allah say? Shirk! Murder, fornication. You do these things, you are in big trouble. You're in big trouble. وَيَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدُ فِيهِ مُهَانًا Allah is threatening and every believer should be terrified now. And then Allah gives a way out. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ But if you repent and you truly believe and you make up for that, then that very sin will become a good deed on the Day of Judgment, and you will be rewarded for it. And there's a hadith in Muslim Imam Ahmad that our Prophet ﷺ said, there will be a group of people These people who have perfected their tawbah, they will come on the day of judgment, having perfected their tawbah. And Allah will ask them of their sins. And they don't know that Allah has accepted their tawbah. And so they will say, yes, O Allah, we did this sin. Yes, O Allah, we did this sin. Yes, O Allah, we did this sin. Until the man thinks that he is destroyed, but he perfected his tawbah. So Allah will say to him that, O so-and-so, for all of these sins, you will get a reward. A hasana. When the man hears this, he will say, O Allah, there are some sins you didn't mention. They're still there. I have other sins you didn't mention. But that doesn't get on this conversion because he didn't perfect their tawbah. Notice here, this applies to those who perfect their tawbah. What does it mean you perfect your tawbah? Let me give you an example. There are many examples of the scholars of our past. Of them is Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, do you know what he was when he was a teenager? He was a gangster. Literally, he was a thug, as we say. Literally, he was a part of a gang. He would go and he would rob people on the highway. This is the gangsters. They would literally stop the caravan and steal. And he once stole from a very elderly, pious person. And this person recited a verse of the Quran to him and said, don't you fear Allah and know that you will have to answer to your deed what you do on this day? And he, it's as if a lightning bolt struck him. And he completely did a complete 180. And he started studying Islam and he became a scholar and a narrator of hadith. And he became one of the greatest scholars of Islam, of the tabi'un, tabi tabi'un, the early generation. So much so that when you mention his name, you think of the greatest human being that lived of his time, even though he was literally a part of a gang once upon a time. What happened? That one sin caused him to feel so guilty, he became the best of the best. That type of sin, you will get reward for. Because it caused him to feel guilty and it caused him to turn over. And that is why some of our scholars say, a sin that causes righteousness is better than a good deed that causes arrogance. I repeat, a sin that causes righteousness, what do I mean by this? I gave you the example. Somebody drank alcohol and then he felt so guilty. He said, khalas, I'm going to pray Fajr every day in the masjid from now on. Now that sin, he stopped drinking and he starts praying Fajr every day. That sin is more beloved to Allah because it caused him to be good. That a good deed, that if somebody is praying Fajr every day, he thinks, MashaAllah, I am praying Fajr every day. This arrogance, Allah doesn't need it from you. Allah does not need it from you. So a sin that brings about good is better than a good deed that brings about arrogance. So this is what this verse is saying here. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأَنُّهُ يَتُوبُ اللَّهِ مَتَابَ. Allah encourages. And this is Allah's sunnah, that there's threats and there's encouragements. تَرْغِيب and تَرْهِيب. Allah makes you scared, but Allah also gives you hope. Our religion is based upon both principles, brothers and sisters. A lot of times you find extremes. Some khatibs and some imams, they only mention the scary stuff and jahannam and adab. And this is wrong. Other imams, they only mention the good stuff, jannah and maghfirah. And this is wrong. You need a healthy dose of both. In English, we say you need the carrot and the stick, right? You need both. And Allah has both here. So the first verse is strict. The second two verses are gentle and easy. If you repent and you come to Allah, then Allah will forgive them. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ. Those who do not bear witness to evil. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And when they pass by a vain talk or something that is wrong, they pass by with dignity. What is vain talk? Ibn Abbas and others have said, majalis al-lahu, or majalis al-la'ib. For example, music and singing. For example, something that is not befitting the believer. This person, marru kirama, they go by with their dignity. They don't get involved, they don't cause a scene, they have their dignity. Marru kirama, they have their karam. Two characteristics of the believers are how they act in public. Think about it. A believer does not cause a fuss. A believer does not bring about attention to his ego. A believer has a sense of dignity and respect. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. And those who, when they are reminded of the verses of their Lord, they don't pay heedlessness, i.e. they pay attention. And they listen carefully and they basically act upon this. They are not deaf and dumb to the ayat of Allah. In other words, they are eager to be reminded. They love to listen to the religion of Islam. They love to hear the Quran. This is a part of being a mu'min. And one of the final things, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And they also make dua to Allah that, O Allah, give us of our wives and of our children that which will bring a comfort to our eyes. Subhanallah, family is far more important than wealth. A good family will give you peace on earth, even if you have very little money. If you have all the wealth in the world, but you don't have a good family household environment, of what use is that wealth? Real peace on earth comes from the family. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this dua, He reminds us that the true believer, he wants peace with his family, and he wants a good family, and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a wife and a children that will bring him comfort, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ, and will bring him peace in this world and in the next. And وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. O Allah, make us an imam for the believers. What does this mean? That every one of you should make dua to lead one day in salah? No, that is not the meaning here. The meaning of imam here is a role model. And every one of us should want to be a role model for other Muslims. Not because you have an ego, but because only the truly righteous people become role models. So by asking Allah to become role models, you are asking Allah to be righteous. And so you can have a role model engineer, a role model doctor, a role model philanthropist, a role model worker. It's a role model in your akhlaq, in your manners. People love you, people respect you, people look up to you, and you want to be like that, not because of your ego, but it is those people who are truly the ibadah of Ar-Rahman. Those people whom society loves, because when people love you, this is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. When a person is respected in the community, this is a sign that Allah azza wa jalla loves this person, because that love can only be written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we ask for imama, not for the sake of our egos, but because being a role model is what brings about Allah's pleasure and Allah's mercy. So we ask for that for the sake of Allah's mercy and not for the sake of our own egos. And Allah says, these are the people who will get the highest ranks of Jannah, and they will be given the greetings by the angels and live in it forever and ever. And then the very final verse, Allah says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. This is a verse that is addressed to the Quraysh. But there is also an element to us as well. The Quraysh are being told, say, my Lord has no reason to care about you. مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي أي لا يُبَالِي بِكُمْ. That He has no concern for you, O people of the Quraysh. لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Were it not for the fact that you do make dua to Allah. The one thread left because of which Allah cares about you is because you make dua to Him. And this shows us the importance of dua, that by making dua you establish that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا. You have rejected, i.e. the Islam, this to the Quraysh, and so the inevitable will come to you. These are the concluding verses of Surah Al-Furqan. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us to be of those who perfect these characteristics. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.